Today's The Best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Howdy, folks. Here we go. What's the name of this thing again that we do?
This is Morning Glory.
No, it's not. That's
it
the show.
Oh, yes. This is Glory Days.
Glory Days.
God, when you forget the name of your own pod, that's the biggest sign that we are getting end of year fatigue that you've ever seen. When
big
you forget
style.
The name of your own show, you're in a bit of trouble there.
Yeah.
So.
Glory Days, the PJ and Jim podcast. And it's true, we've been saying it. I mean, if you've been listening to the show at all during the course of this week, mind you, that depends on when you're listening to this podcast. Anyway, look, we've been saying that we are suffering kind of burnout, aren't we?
Oh my God, I've never felt burnout like it. I swear to God, my batteries, it's like someone just turned me off. It's like I look at myself in the morning and just think, you bastard, stop moving. Just stop moving. Like, you just sit down. You know,
there are people, there'll be people listening to this going, yeah, you're suffering from burnout. Four hours a day.
You bastards. I'll tell you what it is. It's 4 hours a day here. And then we do, and then you have to listen to Jim and all for a little bit. And then, so I've been selling a book and making a documentary. I can't give out with the kids. I haven't seen them in ages. But the pressure of having to see them, that's a thing. Oh, that's a waste. That's how, yeah, how are we going to deal with that? And then there's like, you know, writing things and just the general half-wit shitness of Christmas that you have to cope with and buy presents for and
wow.
everything. I tell you,
that's quite the burden to carry.
People don't know how hard I have it, Jim.
that's quite the burden to carry.
Oh, it is.
Because I was just actually thinking, right, that the other thing that'll happen, because this is our last podcast before...
Of the year,
so to speak. I mean, well, you will get another podcast because Clint is going to package up the Christmas show that we do and it'll be available as a podcast to keep you going, to tide you over or whatever. But this is the last time we'll get to do one of these types. And the thing about it is, then we'll be into a new year, right?
Yeah.
And so I thought this is the perfect opportunity for me to say to you...
Oh,
right?
No.
Because I don't ask much of you, do I?
I wouldn't have thought so.
No, I very rarely
think it's a bad
ask.
Idea to start.
I very rarely ask anything of you. So, here's what I was going to ask of you, right? Is there any chance that 2024...
Yeah.
...could be less fucking mad than 2023? It was, without a shadow of a doubt, the maddest fucking year. You turned it into an absolute circus of a year. Everything was in there. You crammed everything
into it.
It was absolutely off the charts.
You're not joking.
I mean, action-packed.
Oh,
Jesus
God,
Christ.
Yeah.
It was
too much, yeah.
I mean...
It was too much.
I can't even remember half of it. And I can't even remember in which order it came round.
Yeah.
I know it didn't start well anyway.
It didn't. Well, what even happened at the start? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you weren't here.
Oh, was I not here at the start of this year?
Was that 2 years ago?
That was 2 years ago.
Jesus
Christ.
When I was
in the mental hospital.
It's all run together. It feels like it all happened.
So now you're saying basically, can we have next year not as mad as the last 2 years?
2 years, yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, surely I'm due a break at
some point. I really
do
put Jim through it. I mean, I really do. There's no doubt about it. I went and had kids on them and everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Unbelievable. And the one thing I thought you'd never do. Shocking, carry on.
No, I mean, I have to say, going to the mental home.
Specifically for the kids,
was easier. But, you know, it's like, yeah. When I think about it actually like that, I should make an apology.
Yeah.
I apologise for
so
everything.
So which bits of it happened this year? So Young Offenders, all
that
the filming.
This year.
That was, yeah, somebody will see that soon. Right, the book, obviously,
the book happened
was
this
the
year.
Recap of that. That was all going on. And most importantly, of course, the children arrived this year.
Yeah, they did,
To say to me that was unexpected, I would have to say it was for me.
For Jim, it was definitely unexpected.
Yeah, definitely unexpected. Yeah. So there was a lot going on.
And the documentaries happening this year.
And everything going on. It was...
Yeah.
I'm exhausted.
Well, I don't blame you. I'm exhausted listening to my own story.
So exhausted that I actually thought last year was the start of this year. Fucking hell.
Yeah, there you go. Talk about a blur.
I've missed...
Hard work. There's a whole 12 months missing there that just got erased from your memory.
Yeah.
Because
I obviously buried it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like deep down.
Because the year before, that was all the Late Late Show stuff.
Yeah.
And all that, and where, and oh my God, I can't remember it either.
Do you know what it is?
The year before, that was COVID.
I think what it is, it's because the madness has never gone away.
It's never gone away.
It might have started 2 years ago, it just never went away.
It just never went away, yeah, that's it, isn't it? Yeah.
Talks about this and programs about that, books about that.
And drama. I'm a drama queen. I'm a drama queen. Everything I do, I there's drama attached to it.
Do you want to make any resolutions, maybe?
Yes. I want to make a resolution to try and make life easier on Jim McCabe.
Thank you.
Because you have a point. It's like nobody should have that much drama in a 2 year
period. Look at them shoulders. Look at the size of them now from all carrying the drama.
The weight. I swear to God. This is why Jim wants to retire. Jim was quite happy being in radio and having a totally normal life and doing his show and coming in and all that. And then all of a sudden he starts working with me and he starts saying, and he doesn't even hide it, I can't wait to retire. I literally can't wait to have nothing to do. To be able to walk around in a stress-free environment, pottering, just looking at nature and stuff like that. Yeah.
No wonder I'm having weird dreams about not being able to hit a golf ball from a kitchen.
From inside the kitchen or whatever it is. He's having this reoccurring nightmare.
That's going to make no sense to somebody who didn't hear the show earlier, but it doesn't matter. Trust me, it was, somebody analysed it and said it was a desperate need for freedom.
Yeah, a desperate need for freedom. Freedom from what? We would wonder.
Oh man, because you would never be like me. You'd never really be a New Year's resolution person anyway.
No.
We were never really.
I tried it and failed in my younger years, and now I just give up stuff.
Like we do, in fairness, we do kind
of. It's not good for you.
Because you were talking about it the other day. We did say like that we might consider, maybe trimming a little bit. You know what I mean, of the girth.
I thought pubic hair. No. I was like, what a really weird one to do.
Why would we be discussing trimming pubic hair?
We're talking about a lot of things. We're in this room on 4 hours a day, every day together. I honestly thought you weren't saying, and we were going to discuss not letting the bush get out of control. That we were going to manscape a little bit more. I was there. That sounds like a conversation I would have had.
Fucking
that's
hell.
That's something I need to do. I was like, what were we talking? Waxing?
Wow.
I was there going, geez, we're very good friends. We're going to get bikini waxes together.
No, I meant about slimming
it was
down
just,
a bit.
You said trimming and you put your hands around your belt. I was there. Oh,
this is me stomach. I'm not fucking Simon Cowell. Me trousers don't go up that high.
I don't know. I can't see where your belt is. I only saw your hands moving down low.
I meant we were discussing maybe the need to rein in the excesses of food and drink that we've been enjoying over the last few years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's all I meant.
Yeah, I think it'll be easier to do a job on the pubes once a month. To be honest, I think we should probably do that one. Let's do that one.
Well, that would be a fantastic way to approach weight loss. Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, I'm trying to lose a bit of weight, all right. I'm shaving the bush off. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
That must use up at least a few grams.
Well, in fairness now, if Jim did all the hair in his back and everything, he'd lose 2 stone. The leg hair alone.
Oh, stop it. Float away.
Yeah, the leg hair alone.
Sure, that's what I am. I'm all hair.
Yeah, if Jim did his chest, you'd be there. Jesus, that's 6 pounds. Unbelievable.
No wonder I'm worn out carrying that shit around.
Carrying that around, yeah. Jim's like an old sheep, and if you don't do him by spring, he'd be there sweating and all. Jeez, the heat in here.
Oh man. Yeah. The thing about it is, anyway, the New Year's resolutions, whether you're trimming or slimming, I never. It's just. I mean, I know everybody says it's never.
That's a brilliant New Year's.
Yeah. Trim and slim. Yeah. Mm.
We're gonna do the trim and slim New Year's resolution, where you lose the fat and the hair. You're gonna
lose the fat and the fuzz.
It's where you fat and the fuzz. That's brilliant.
That's gonna be our new motto. We're gonna go with that.
You use it as exercise. You strim as fast as you can. The extra calories.
Jesus, this went sideways very fucking quick. There's me hoping for any level of normality in 2024. And we can't even talk about it.
Without getting straw balls.
Oh, unbelievable. But anyway, all I'm saying is that I do find, though, that you have to... Because you get two people, right? Two versions of people. You get the people who are all guns blazing at the start.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Too enthusiastic. Can't
exactly.
Possibly keep that energy up.
And then you get our approach, which is a bit more in line with the kind of, I know you don't want to be rushing into that.
Don't be rushing into that now. Like, yeah, you're going, I am going to give up all the junk, but first of all, we have to eat all the junk that's already here. You know, that's my attitude.
Yeah.
And then you go, well, what's here? Well, there's six boxes of them, and there's three boxes of them. There's half a selection box over there. There's
exactly.
A load of coconut quality street. They're not going to eat themselves, so yeah. I'll have to do all of that.
And as you know, me famously with my ponchon for a little bit of procrastination.
Oh yeah.
I mean, every fucking thing I do is a case of. Right, I should really do that. Now, the only thing is, like, I don't want to go off half-cocked or anything. I don't want to go, you know, don't want to make a mess of it. So I better wait. I better think about this now before I do anything.
You definitely don't want to be half-cocked because the size of the bush on you and you've been pushing that prolonged thing. You'd be there going, it'd be like looking in a bush for a bird.
Fucking
you'd be swiveling around. You'd be there going, oh, wait, it's in here.
Oh my god. Anyway, all I'm saying is that we do tend to be the people who are a bit sort, you know, when it comes to change that might
procrastination.
We are procrastinators.
There's no doubt about it.
I must get around to doing that.
I will eventually do that. Yeah.
Although you're a bit of a go-getter. You say yes to things.
I do.
And then you just regret them.
And regret it. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I say yes and then just, oh mother of jet. And the thing is, you're always happy you did it at the end, you know. It's just getting started is the problem. You know, that's why I don't fit into me trousers and why Rip Van Winkle lives in me cat. You get there eventually. And you're always glad. When the job is done, you go, oh, look at that. You know, Jesus, I'm not over the hill just yet, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know me belly could be so small and me balls could be so long. You know, it's like when you're proud of yourself for a little while. What? You know, in spite of your age.
What was Rip Van Winkle famous for again?
A big long beard.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, he slept for, actually, do you know something? The last, you know, I slept for 100 years or whatever it was. That's
is that what Rip Van Winkle did? So you were sort of asleep under the tree. You were more Rapunzel in your cacks, really, than Rip Van Winkle, were you?
That's actually, it's actually a great name for a married man's willy, isn't it? Rip Van Winkle. Yeah. It's all totally useless and just grows hair. That's what people always say, isn't it? It's like premarital sex. Everyone gives out about premarital sex. But the simple fact is, it's postmarital sex nobody has.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's the letdown. That's the letdown.
There's no such thing as postmarital sex. Yeah. When you get together.
Do you mean sleeping? Is that what you mean? Sleeping?
Yeah. Sleeping, yeah. You slap down the wall of the duvet between you so you don't be bothering each other.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah.
But your 2024 is going to be. I mean, you can't even begin to imagine what it's going to be
well,
like.
It's all going
now
to be
that
about
there's
kids
two new,
now.
Exactly two new yeah. humans in the equation.
Yeah, yeah.
Who are going to be demanding of your time? Yeah, something you don't like giving away.
And I still haven't learned how to speak to them. I still talk to them like they're old men. You know, what do you need, Milo? What's wrong? You know, Kelly's there. Yeah. He's hungry. I'm like, how do you know he's hungry? He hasn't said that. He's there. You know, he's up. Did you shite yourself again? He's only had to shite himself again. Where'll I take you? Do you want to go to the playground? You know, I still don't know really. I'm not the best communicator when it comes to children yet. I haven't a clue, to be honest.
That's understandable.
And even now I do FaceTime and you want to see. Like, you do FaceTime because they're in Boston, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like the thing. So and they go, they put the phone or the iPad in front of them. You know, him in particular, she doesn't need to talk to, she's ignoring me. So it's just grand, I suppose. That's what happens. And he looks.
Jeez, that started early.
Didn't
they normally get to teenagers before they start ignoring
you? She's only 4 months tomorrow.
Yeah, and she's embarrassed.
And she's already, I'm not talking to that pig. I'm not talking to him.
Yeah.
And he looks
at me. Leave me on the other side of the room.
You want to see? He looks at the thing like a dog looks at a magic trick. That's what he looks like. If you get a biscuit and you put it into your hand and then your hands come empty and the dog goes, that's how he looks at me with about FaceTime. Like he's there going,
is that considered a positive?
What sort of bleeding alien of a thing is that? That's how he looks at his father. What sort of thick-arsed alien? What sort of sound is that coming out of his head?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
So, it's going to be quite the roller coaster. I've actually just realised now, me asking for it to be slightly less mad than last year is it's just getting. We're on one trajectory here, man. It's going beyond 100.
Wait to see how much I'm going to age in the next 12 months. It'll be unbelievable. People will be going to gym.
It'll be a joy though. Like after all the abuse I've gotten about being the older one in this relationship.
I know, yeah.
This would be fantastic to watch you
accelerate in age now. Wait to see, accelerate. People will be there to gym. Fair play to you for taking your elder brother out. you know, it's fair play to you. Elder brother, they'll be there going, Jim, you're very good taking him out. It's care, volunteering, is it? You're doing.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It'd be like that. Yeah. I've seen it happen to me friends. I've seen friends of mine who had kids and they just started to age at a completely different speed.
Right.
Like, literally.
Are you going to go full on garden centre and all?
Full on Damien Farrelly. I wouldn't be. I'm not country enough. No.
You'd have to. Oh, you'd have to put a lot of investment into that. You'd have to move out of Dublin for a start.
I would. I'd have to move off into the country and wear brown shoes and bootcut jeans and, you know, collared shorts and those V-neck jumpers that don't have sleeves on them.
Tank tops.
I'd have to start doing that and saying things like, "Oh dear, you going out? Local guard will help." Help us get the kids into the school. I have to get the letter off from there now. And, you know.
We love Damien, by the way.
We love Damien, yeah. But, like, he's embraced that middle-aged dad thing.
He could teach you a thing or two.
With such aplomb, yeah.
You know, you could do the full garden centre and the full... What else is a very kind of middle-aged dad thing to do? You could go full garden centre. You could go... those ramblings around shopping centres. You know when people have nothing to buy, but they just wander around shopping centres because now that's a place to go that doesn't cost you money.
And it's warm. You can get a cup of tea and stand.
And the kids can look in windows to occupy themselves as opposed to annoying you.
Yeah, look at that. Go talk to that man over there. That strange man. Go annoy him. He looks ridiculous. Go talk to him. You know.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I am worried about is what am I going to be like at the school playgrounds when that happens, or the school pickups and all. You know, when there's all them other dads who are like, you know, just like the Birkenstocks and bicycle helmets and all, and doing the whole, oh, it's great to be out. What am I? I'll be there like with my motorbike patches and everything.
Yeah.
You know, smelly
and
jeans.
And your tattoos.
And my tattoos hanging out. And I'll be 20 years older than some of them. That's the thing.
Yeah.
They'll be there like, have you seen Milo's granddad? He looks mental.
I think he was a sailor once.
I think he must be the sailor. He's like, he's all chewed up out there. He looks about 150 years old. There's all pubic hair coming out the top of his jeans. State of him. Like, what's going on? Like, you know.
Man. I'm actually looking forward to your fatherhood now more than ever. This is going to be fun. This is going to be the slow, steady implosion of a man.
Oh, it will be, yeah. And it'll all happen, wait you see, the next few years.
Do you know something? Actually,
Jim's done it, you know. Jim's been there, done that.
Yeah, made it out the other side.
And Jim did it 30 years ago when you didn't have to be on play dates and all. Jim was able to take his kids out on leads and everything.
Bring them to the pub and everything.
Yeah.
Come here, listen, do you know what you should do, actually? Because there's one of the things in the best bits today, and you should embrace it. Now, not necessarily for the reasons we talk about in the piece or whatever, but the Dull Man's Facebook group sounds like something where you could actually immerse yourself for what lies ahead.
I'll have to get into it.
You'll have to go for that now.
Talk about guttering and showers and tiles. Now, wait, you hear about these lads. This is my future now.
And if all else fails, by the way, you can always go, since you've got one book under your belt already, right? You can always go the route of the old self-help book. There's probably endless number of guides out there.
Oh, yeah.
We were chatting about self-help books during the week as well. I mean, there's probably a guide for the middle-aged father.
Yeah, how to survive your hairy, fat dad phase of life. That'd be my next book, I think.
I hope it's titled that as well. The other stuff we were chatting about was a bit more glamorous. We were talking about champagne. Believe it or not, it's far from champagne. PJ himself were rare.
Definitely far from champagne. Jim was rare. Wait, you hear? He's never even opened one before. Never even tasted. Never mind tasted. He's never even got to open one.
Working class, buddy. Working class. That's me.
Well, you can still open it. A bottle of fizzy water comes with a cork in some places.
Yeah, in fairness, you could have been a waiter and opened the.
Yeah, you could have served one to someone else. He's there. I've never had the pleasure. Wait, you hear him?
And then also we discussed something that was quite alien to PJ, to be fair, which is words that you're not supposed to say on the radio. Came as a total shock to PJ.
Yeah, so there you go. And in the interests of, you know, the broadcasting standards was why we did that story.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Listen, have a listen to this and we'll talk to you in a minute.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
So Ofcom are in the UK. They're like the regulatory body for radio stuff in the UK, right? And John, with his UK connections, came across this and discovered And immediately thought of PJ, of course, when he discovered it.
Well, they've printed a list, haven't they?
Yeah, of things that you shouldn't say.
There's an actual official list of things you are not allowed to say on the radio.
Yeah.
That makes this a very tricky story for us to cover.
Yeah, it may have been a bad idea for John to bring this list to PJ's attention because... where it, you know, some people might see it as a no-go area. PJ sees it as a bit of a challenge.
I'm just saying, how can people who are in radio not address the list of words that you are not allowed to say on the radio?
Right, now,
how
so this
is supposed to make the public aware. It's a public service announcement.
Right, so this is in England now. This is what the English regulatory people say you shouldn't be saying on the radio.
Yes.
But they obviously have never come across PJ Gallagher.
They probably are the same ones you're not allowed to say on the radio in Ireland. It's just we don't...
And that doesn't stop you either.
We don't... Well, I try. I try. It's just we don't have a formal list, you know.
Oh, right.
And it's broken into categories. So it's broken into three different categories. Well, it's broken into like one, two, three, four different categories of why you might say them. So like views of participants on general, you know, of general swear words... when it comes to political references, indoor camping references, and then there's like, you know, references to body parts. And then it's broken into mild, moderate, and strong. Now, the ones that are strong are quite obvious. We won't be going there.
Oh, we really? All know that. Even for you? Look, you see, he's thinking about it. He's thinking about it, you know.
There is one I think I could say, but you know, if it's on the severe, I'm going to stay away from the severe.
Yeah.
Although
I'm sure that comes as a relief to everybody in
management. It comes
as
a relief
here.
To everyone here, except for the fact... It's not a relief to me because I've definitely called Jim it on this show. Moderate.
So you're saying I might have cause for complaint?
Oh, you definitely... Oh, yeah, but you always have cause for complaint.
Well, that's true as well.
You having to suffer this absolute crap every day. Oh, that's one of them. That is...
That's on the list.
That's on the moderate list. Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Is it? Yeah. Oh, it's on the mild list.
The mild list. Yeah, I would have thought that's relatively mild.
Yeah,
certainly compared to what you normally say. But anyway.
Yeah, the moderate list. There's a few there. I think you'd get away with. In fact, one we said this morning about Tala Institute of Technology. That's on there. We actually said it this morning. And
great.
There's another one there I said this morning.
So, yeah, I mean, rough guess, how many rules have we broken this morning so far?
I'm surprised to see that there. Seems quite harmless to me.
Your version of this list would be very different.
Very different. I'd say...
There's also words there now that, in fairness, I know context is everything, but one of the words on the list is cow.
Yeah.
Now, if you can't say cow on the radio... It's going to make the farming programmes very difficult.
Yeah, and this thing, it's general swear words. In the interest of public information, this is not for
so
fun.
So don't be complaining now.
This
right?
is not for fun.
We're doing this for you.
This is public information. These are words you're not allowed to say on the radio.
In case you hear anybody else saying them, you'd be able to complain.
You know to complain. So please, if you hear these on the radio, please complain. Bint bloody bugger chav, cow crap damn. Douchebag effing feck ginger git. Minger sod off uppity. Karen Boomer, Gammon Libtard.
Right.
Ramona Snowflake Turf. That's when it comes to the indoor camping, definitely please report if you hear anyone say bang bonk friggin' ho tart. Those are absolutely not allowed.
Do not
say
no
them.
In any way. And again, just to point out, there's no point. We're doing this as a public service.
Yeah.
So that you know what to listen out for. In case you hear poor level broadcasters
poor level
doing
broadcast,
that sort of stuff.
Getting a cheap laugh from words you're not allowed to
ridiculous.
Say.
Ridiculous. Just not on at all.
So definitely
it's
do
just,
not.
It's lowbrow humour.
It absolutely is. And arse balls, you're not allowed to say them either. You're not allowed to say any of them.
Are you? Okay.
So that's
wow.
gone.
Wow, well, that's good at least.
So
feel informed after
so that's
that.
It. So once again, for those that might really care, bint bloody bugger chav, cow, crap damn douchebag, effing feck, ginger git, minger, sod off, and uppity Jim. I added in the last one.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
A man called Daniel Warburton, he's just found his true love, and he said, unbelievably, it's... because of a specific personality trait, he was on the Dull Men's Facebook group.
The Facebook group.
Yeah, the
was
Dull
he
Men's
on that?
Facebook group, right?
Okay.
And he said he was doing as usual. It loves it there. He says it's absolutely, it's so interesting. He says people give boring people a bad name. And he was on, he said it was a great day because he was talking about the colour of the light on his kettle. And loads of people were getting back onto him. And it was just then another fella posted a picture of his first double egg yolk. And they were all having a chat about it. And then he noticed a like on his profile.
Wow.
And he said it was a woman called Caroline. He was like, oh my God, he started talking to Caroline. And they've just gone official. And now Caroline is saying, honestly, I've tried all the apps. It's all about one thing. Everybody's only after one thing and this, that and the other. The Dull Men's Group, they're so interested in everything. It's a great place to meet people.
So forget Tinder. You need to be on Facebook on the Dull Men's Group.
The Dull Men's Group.
If you're looking for the man of your dreams.
She says, not only is it better than great people there, she says it's better than Google. Like, you have any sort of whimsical question you might want to know the answer to, there's a whole legion of dullards just waiting to impart some niche information that you wouldn't have known before.
Wow. What woman wouldn't want a man who was espousing the colour of the light on his kettle?
Loves it, yeah. He says it's great. He was very off. He was wondering if anybody else's has changed over the years.
I'd say he felt a little bit shaded by the man who put up the picture of his double egg yolk.
Yeah, well,
hard to compete.
This is the thing. Apparently now, at the moment, having a quick look there, they're looking at who has the most neatly organised sock drawers. That's what's going on there today.
Wow. Ladies, what are you doing? This is the place to be.
You are missing out. Women of Ireland, you are missing out. If you want to meet, there you go now. There's a fella from Sheffield who is pointing out that the song Africa doesn't make any sense because Mount Kilimanjaro and the Serengeti are too far apart to make the logistics of the song work. If that is not your dream, man, right there, you are missing out. Get off Tinder. This is where it's happening.
Get them all.
Yeah.
Facebook is the place, and specifically the Dull Men's Group. Is that what it's called?
The Dull Men's Group. How could you have lived if you didn't know that thing that I've already forgotten because it's so irrelevant?
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
One of the things, of course, that makes a wonderful Christmas gift, especially if it has to be any sort of last-minute purchase, is a book.
Oh, it does?
And I mean, like, I happen to know a guy who has a book.
Tell me about it.
That's out there, available
now
for sale.
Now look at you redeeming yourself.
And the thing about this is, the reason I mentioned PJ's book, apart from the fact that he makes me do it every day, it's obligatory, it's written into the contract now, is the fact that we have said in the past that it covers so many genres, right?
My book?
Yeah.
The one that's in the shops right now,
on Christmas week. That's available from all good bookstores and available online and in audiobook form, called Madhouse by PJ Gallagher.
I got to hand it to him, that was good.
The thing about it is, right, that we've said it covers, because there's a bit of tragedy in it, we said, naturally.
Oh yeah, of course, yeah.
It's the way you speak about me, that's the tragedy in it. There's some comedy in it, don't really know where that came from. There's obviously a bit of ooh, where misses in it. There's a bit of crime in it.
Yeah.
We managed to find a bit of politics. It's a loose connection, but we found a bit.
We did.
And Clint, bizarrely, earlier today when we were talking about it, maintained it was part self-help book, which even for me was a stretch.
Which is amazing, isn't it? And it was gas because we were comparing Jim to Generation Z last week, which is a strange comparison, you might think, except once again, Generation Z are the most likely to read self-help books. And so Jim McCabe. Jim McCabe
so
has read them all.
Man. I'm so in fashion.
Jim's read them all.
Yeah.
Read them all.
And having read them all, and having read yours, I am still struggling to see Clint's connection. Unless it's a how not to.
How not to live your life. That's still self-help.
There is advice. Don't do as I do. Do as I say.
Here's something in Egypt is. I guarantee you shouldn't do any of it. Yeah, I mean, that's self-helping, that.
There is, I suppose. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yet another genre that you could be top of the charts. When do we find out the charts, by the way?
I found them out. I've been top three in Ireland.
Wow,
look for 5 weeks. Then I was number 4 for 2 weeks.
Right.
I fell to number 10 yesterday.
No way.
I did, yeah.
Ah, people, come on, you're letting us down. Get out and buy another one, will you? Go and buy another book. Surely to God there's a table that needs that's rickety or something, something that needs a door that you need to keep open or something.
Now you've got it. It's not. It's a self-help book because it works as the leg of a table.
There you go. Look at that. How much more helpful? How much more helpful could a book be? You know what I mean? It will wedge your door open, stop your table from rocking.
Yeah.
You could throw it at people who are resort to violence.
If you give it to someone you don't like, they'll never speak to you again. There's all of these things to it. Yeah, see?
Self-help book.
And Jim, in fairness, like Jim should know a self-help book when he sees one. He's literally read them all. Like Jim is one of those people who goes, I need help. But I'm not getting it. I'm going to Easton's. And he walk in and he'll do the whole,
There's nothing in popular psychology I haven't read, I can tell you.
Jim, if you're walking up to your woman in Easton's, you don't have a book called, by any chance, How to Be a Radio DJ and Put Up with the Flipping Clown You Walk With Every Day, do you? You don't have a book called that, by any chance, do you?
Or, oh, man.
How to Have a Hairy Back and not Mind When People Mention It. That was one of his favourites.
Yeah. How to Put Up with Constant Verbal Attacks by Your Close Friend. You know what I mean? When people call you like a yeti.
That's a
and
good
a silverback
book.
And all that sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's a good book. Yeah.
In fact, instead of that, like How to Win Friends and Influence People, How to Avoid Your Friends and Ignore Them would be a massive self-help book.
If ever we were to write a book.
But anyway, so the story with Gen Z and self-help books is they reckon that they know it all already.
Well, this is the thing. They read the most amount of self-help books, but they also are the most confident generation since ever, really.
Oh, it's falling apart.
So this
right
is where Jim doesn't fit in. This is definitely where Jim doesn't. Jim reads self-help books not to confirm that he's doing well. Jim reads them to confirm that he doesn't like himself very much.
He's doing badly. He's made a mess of his life.
Jim's the only person I know that when he's finished a self-help book, he puts it down and goes, there you go. Another person that's doing better than you. Another person that has their life together. And there's me.
Wow.
It makes his bed every day. I wore slip-ons today because I couldn't be bothered with the laces.
You know? I actually just realised where Clint is going now. It's all just literally that what you've just said has made it fall into place. Literally, Clint, referring to your book, Madhouse by PJ Gallagher, available in all good bookstores and available online and in audible form from Audible and wherever you get your books. Where that might come in as a self-help book is, if somebody does feel their life is a mess, you literally hand them that, think you're bad. Read that, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Read that.
Honestly, it's like watching the Christmas episode of EastEnders. What a disaster.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Be careful in the kitchen, will you? Be careful. People don't realise the minefield that is the kitchen when it comes to health and safety. They don't realise that
health
everything in there. Your kitchen is like a miniature Australia. It's set up to try and kill you. Everything is dangerous. Everything is dangerous.
Really?
You know? And now the experts are warning us that if you're opening a bottle of champagne in the house, that you're going to have to take some health and safety guidelines. That champagne is very dangerous. That when you're opening and popping the cork can leave the bottle, they say, at speeds of up to 80 kilometres an hour. Could cause a head injury.
Wow.
They say you must take precautions. Chill the bottle first, definitely. It reduces the pressure on the inside, therefore reducing the speed of the cork. It says hold the bottle at a 45 degree angle, preferably outdoors, so you don't get rebound from walls or ceilings.
This is for opening a bottle of champagne.
Clint's looking at me going, it does not say. I'm telling you, this is dangerous stuff.
Rebounds and everything.
Yeah, they're giving you all these...
So champagne cork, it ricocheted off three walls and got me...
Broke the mirror.
Right in the
derriere. Eye. And you get a new eye, you have to get a new eye and all put in.
Wow.
And
who'd have thought?
And they won't even find one that's a matching colour to the old
one. I can't believe
one.
Shampers doesn't carry warning labels if it's that lethal, that dangerous, eh?
But this is... God forbid you just say...
Good job we can't afford champagne.
Yeah. I mean...
I don't think I've ever done that thing. You know that?
Pop the cork?
No, obviously you open wine corks and everything, but I don't think I've ever done that one where, you know, it sets off into the...
Ah, Jim, you have to do. I've shot Kelly in the bum with a bottle there on our last holiday.
Of course you have.
Yeah, it was great, crack.
See, there it is. Health and safety there now, giving you all the thing. And what did you do? You set out to hit Kelly in the arse with a cork of a champagne bottle.
And the noise gave her more of a fright than the actual cork itself, to be honest, yeah.
That's you all over.
Good fun.
You'd be a health and safety nightmare.
But this is it. Could you not just say, you don't need to give all these guidelines. You don't have to go, when buying a bottle of champagne, make sure and get at least 3 champagne helmets for your guests in case they bounce off the just say don't aim it at someone's head. That's all you have to do is don't aim it at someone's head.
That'd be kind of good crack, wouldn't it be? Right, I'm opening the champagne, everybody. Safety goggles on.
Yeah.
Safety goggles. Has everybody got their safety goggles on and their helmets? Great. I'm going to open the champagne.
Helmets on, visors down. Let's go, everybody.
That's what they should do. They should give you those welding helmets.
Yeah, welding hats, yeah. It gets to the stage that they really do nanny us a bit. You remember they were selling avocado gloves, and it was like a steel glove that you put on to get the stone out of an avocado.
Which was non-slip, by the way.
A non-slip avocado glove. Mm. So if you're slipped at all, it would just jab like this armour.
They are slippery creatures now.
An avocado glove, though.
An avocado protection set, I think you'll find. I think there was goggles with that as well.
There was,
because something could shoot up and hit you in the face.
I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon, you're right. And there was onion goggles as well, wasn't there? Protect your eyes from fumes goggles.
I think there's guards, for chopping onions.
There is, yeah. You put them
on. I don't mean a lad comes in and goes, excuse me, I'm going to have to stand here while you do that. I mean, a little guard
there
thing
is,
that
yeah,
goes
yeah.
over you.
And it puts over your knuckles. It's a knuckle guard. It's like a knuckle duster for onions. honest to God.
Yeah, what are you... Are you going to hit somebody? No, I'm just dealing the onions.
Yeah, if you're that afraid of hurting yourself, don't cook. Stay away from the kitchen. Don't go near anything.
I tell you, this rate, chefs and anybody like that, they'd be going around looking like American footballers.
They'd
have shoulder pads and helmets and goggles and everything
before
they were allowed in the kitchen.
Yeah, you'd have to have a big, tall, high-vis hat walking around the kitchen. So nobody can bump into you with holding anything hot.
And a siren,
and
on,
a
the
siren
top.
On the top.
Coming through!
Yeah, every time you move. Woo!
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With insuremyvan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at insuremyvan.ie.
So there we go, folks. There it is, the final kind of official podcast of this year. We are going to have a podcast available in the new year. It'll be a kind of a repackaging of the show that you'll get to hear on Christmas Day. That'll be out there for your delectation in case you miss out on it or weren't up early enough, or I don't know, we're occupied with your children, as PJ will be.
Oh yeah. Oh,
When
Santa comes.
Oh, the joy. Oh. The joy.
The absolute fucking magic of it. Humbug. Hey.
Humbug.
Yeah.
Wow. So look at I suppose we can say now, can't we? Happy New, have a great day,
Happy New Christmas to you. Have a great one. Enjoy it and all that. Don't drink too much. Don't eat too much. Shave your balls and have a great new year.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.